2020 has in some way affected all aspects of our lives. As we continue to deal with a worsening pandemic, our health, our education, our businesses and nonprofits have all suffered. Our children missed out on most summer activities and are learning to contend with online learning. And while we await the vaccination levels that will allow for a return to some semblance of normalcy, their needs still have to be met. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Washtenaw United. Our guest today, along with her staff, has had to become creative to stay engaged with our young people. Tony Kayumi is the president and CEO of the Ann Arbor YMCA, and thank you for taking time to talk with us today.
Happy to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
So this is kind of a broad question, but it's one I like to kind of get from most people. How do you describe 2020 personally and professionally?
Well, I think in both instances, resiliency being the key, being able to be adaptive, both in my personal life with my son having to do virtual schooling and being a single mom and handling work and homeschooling, essentially, as well as being the CEO of the Y and my staff team. We were shut down for over half a year under the executive orders. And had to find a way to serve community even while the fitness portion of our business was closed. So still wanting to be of service in a variety of ways required creativity.
You know, it does seem like years ago now, but back in March when the governor did issue her stay-at-home orders, it forced a rather intense period of having to evaluate programs, program delivery, and finding ways for meaningful engagement. Take me through what the Ann Arbor Y had to change.
Well, with the 400 West Washington facility closed and looking at the needs in community, we decided that the way we could best serve was to be there right away from the start. Even during the stay safe, stay home order, we were actually still running our child development center at Glacier Hills so that physicians, first responders, senior living community employees could go to work and serve the most vulnerable. But in order to do that, their children needed to be in a place with caring adults who could look after the kids while mom and or dad were at work. So we decided to continue to operate that facility. And when people were able to start returning to work for essential employees who were reporting on site, we opened up our other two child development centers as well. One of the needs that we heard most about was food, that people were really economically struggling and were having under-resourced meals and needed assistance with that. So we formed a partnership with the Farmers to Families Food Box Program through the USDA, and we distributed sometimes about 1,400 boxes of produce a week at 15 different locations, and they each weighed about 25 pounds, filled with good fresh fruit and vegetables.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with the president and CEO of the Ann Arbor YMCA, Tony Kayumi. And we don't necessarily get to determine outcomes. So much is still unknown. What we get to deal with is how we react to situations. How have the youngsters and your staff reacted to these changes?
Well, the kids really wanted to still have engagement. They wanted to still have fun and have human contact. And so we did a variety of different things for the children who are in our care. We ran summer camps in a variety of different fashions. We did virtual opportunities for kids who were staying at home with their folks, but still wanted to be engaged and would allow the parental unit to be able to work virtually from home while the kids were occupied with us virtually. We did in-person summer day camps for the parental units that needed to go on site to work. And for those kids who didn't have access to the internet but still wanted to have some fun, we did summer camp in a box. So that they would have all of the crafts and materials and information without having to need the internet.
The pandemic, as I mentioned at the outset, has impacted virtually all aspects of our lives, and that includes our economy and our financial well-being. How has the pandemic impacted the bottom line at the Y?
We're hurting. I mean, I think all nonprofit organizations in our community are certainly coming in way under budget this year. We are very grateful to the members who did stay active with us, even while our doors were closed. We're very grateful to our donors, our funders, the United Way foundations. Without the assistance that we're receiving from people who realize that the work that we're doing is strengthening our community, we wouldn't be in the circumstances that we are. So though we are not at our normal financial strength, we are still here. We will be here in 2021 continuing to serve our community.
Well, we often talk about a new normal. Now, we don't know exactly what 2021 will bring. We don't have a handle on how long it's going to take to adequately distribute vaccines. And we know there's a big percentage of people that say they won't even take them. When you're meeting with your board and your staff, how are you trying to define a new normal?
I think we are not setting a specific idea of what the future is going to look like. We want to hear what the needs in community are and respond to them and to be as change adaptive and resilient as we possibly can. Some of the conversation is that the fitness health-oriented organizations may never be back at their full strength of where they were before the pandemic. However, we can continue to serve the community in other ways. There are three components of what we do: healthy living, youth development, and social responsibility. And I would say during the last 9 months of the pandemic, we have really amplified the social responsibility portion of the work that we do and are really out there meeting basic needs. And so though healthy living will always be a part of what we do, we're starting to look for the future and what the new normal will be, having a greater emphasis on that type of work that invokes systemic change and helps with economic needs of our community, as well as always taking care of our youth.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU, and our Washington All United conversation with Ann Arbor Y President Tony Kayumi continues. Now, you just touched on it. You have obviously taken a glass half full approach and found some silver linings in having to work through this time. Are there efficiencies and adaptations that can constructively carry on beyond the pandemic?
Absolutely. We resorted to virtual group exercise classes while we were shut down, and a number of our members have truly enjoyed them and have asked that we continue to do them into the future. Even after our doors reopened, we have continued the virtual group exercise opportunities, which are particularly popular with our seniors. So that is something that we really adapted to. I can't say we had a lot of experience with Zoom or creating videos and things here at the Y prior to coronavirus.
But now you
do. Good at it. Yeah, we're good at it now. So that's something that will definitely continue forward.
Well, knowing that things can and will continue to change and in unknown ways, what are you most hopeful for and optimistic about as we approach a new year?
I am hopeful, of course, for the vaccine, as everybody is, and that things will start to slowly return to whatever the new normal is. I'm hopeful that our community has bonded together during this crisis. That's a sensation that I have, in that people have really come together during this time. We have formed even deeper and stronger relationships with other nonprofit organizations in the community to work collaboratively together to better serve our community. And I think that that is something to be hopeful about, and that's a great way to move forward. And it's something that the pandemic helped make us stronger in, is that idea of collaboration and depending upon each other.
I'd like to thank you so much for taking time today to talk with me, and let's plan on getting together again in 2021 and see if we can actually identify what a new normal may look like.
That sounds wonderful. Happy holidays to you, David, and thank you for sharing our story.
That is Tony Kayumi, the president and CEO of the Ann Arbor YMCA and our guest on Washington All United. Washington All United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washington All County, and you hear it every Monday. For more information on today's topic and to access the Washington All United Archive, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washington All County and beyond.